versatile musician. Let's see. We need Kimberly Watley backstage, please. Kimberly Watley, please report backstage. Two more favorites. Oh, we have lots of favorites. Lee and Peggy Kelly from Over Palatka Way.
Western Europe, there was a ceremony started. It's an old folk tradition, whereas a married couple would jump a broomstick. This, if the bride would jump this broomstick, that meant that she was a virgin bride, and when they jumped it together, that would probably indicate happiness forever and a blessing of many children. Well, during the years of when the Europeans settled in America, they brought this tradition with them. The blacks picked it up in the slavery period and had their own words that went with it. So this is called the marriage ceremony. I recited this for my brother, who was married 2 weeks ago, as his toast, and he just loved it. Dark and stormy may come the weather, I jines this he-male and this she-male together. Let none but him that makes the thunder ever put this he-male and this she-male asunder. I now pronounce you both the same. Go long, be good, and keep up your name. The broomstick's jumped, the world's not wide. She's now your own. Salute your bride. We have an old love song. It's about lost love. Now, the story that goes along with this is one boy would come to visit his girl, and she would sing this song to him on the front porch, and he would say, "No, no, it isn't true. Don't sing that song no more." It's called "Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies."
Come all ye fair and tender ladies, take warning how you court young men. They're like the stars on a summer's morning. They'll first appear and then they're gone. If I had known before I courted, I never would have courted none. I'd have locked my heart in a box of golden and fastened it up with a silver pin. I wish I were a tiny swallow, and I had wings, and I could fly. I would fly away to my false true lover, and when he would seek, I would deny. To weep in sorrow and try to pass my troubles by. Oh, don't you remember our days of courting, when your head lay upon my breast should make me believe by the falling of your arm that the sun rose in the west. Come all you fair and tender ladies, take warning now, you court young men, they're like the stars on a summer's morning. And then they're gone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, when the Irish would get together for wakes, well, when they got together any time, they had a good time and did a lot of drinking. Well, they're notorious for their Irish wakes. And a lot of times they'd get together and drink and get in fights and be just as bad off as the man laying over there in the corner in the casket. Well, this is one song that brings about the idea of dying. It's an old Irish drinking song called Rosin the Bow. I live for the good of me nation. My sons all are growing low, but I hope for the next generation will resemble old Rosin the Bow. Will resemble old Rosin the Bow. Resemble old Rosin the Bow. I hope that the next generation will resemble old Rosin the Bow. I've traveled this country all over, and now to the next I must go. But I know that good quarters await me to welcome old Rosin the Bow. To welcome old Rosin the Bow. To welcome old Rosin the Bow. I know that good quarters await me to welcome old Rosin the Bow. In the gay round of pleasures I've traveled, nor will I be leave behind a foe. And when my companions are jovial, they'll drink to old Rosin the Bow. They'll drink to old Rosin the Bow. They'll drink to old Rosin the Bow. And when my companions are jovial, they'll drink to old Rosin the Bow. But my life is now drawn to a closing, as all will at last be so. We'll take a full bumper at parting to the name of old Rosin the Bow. To the name of old Rosin the Bow. Oh, the name of old Rosin the Bow. We'll take a full bumper at parting to the name of old Rosin the Bow. When I'm dead and laid out on the counter, the people are making a show. Just sprinkle plain whiskey and water on the corpse of old Rosin the Bow. On the corpse of old Rosin the Bow. Oh, the corpse of old Rosin the Bow. Just sprinkle plain whiskey and water on the corpse of old Rosin the Bow. Then pick me out six trusty fellows and let them stand all in a row. And dig a big hole in the meadow, and in it toss Rosin the Bow. And in it toss Rosin the Bow. And in it toss Rosin the Bow. Just dig a big hole in the meadow, and in it toss Rosin the Bow. Then bring me out two little brown jugs, place one at me head and me toe. And do not forget to scratch on them the name of old Rosin the Bow. The name of old Rosin the Bow. The name of old Rosin the Bow. And do not forget to scratch on them the name of old Rosin the Bow. Ah, you make me feel good.
I like those drinking songs, that's all.
University crowd here. The next song we like to do, it's getting late, it's 9:20 and the kids need to go to sleep, so we're going to do a lullaby. This song is one of, we just learned it, and it's an older song, not as old as what we usually sing, but it goes back into the 40s, I guess, 1940s. And I like to sing this to my little girl when she's trying to get to sleep.
One of the things I forgot to tell you, we were so excited about the Southern Appalachian Cloggers that they have some perfectly beautiful postcards that they brought to sell to kind of finance their way from the banks of the Suwannee River back to the mountains of Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. And so we don't want them to go home with any of these cards. Now, let's welcome another one of our favorites from over Palatka Way. Peggy's brother, as a matter of fact, Tommy. And Tommy's very unique in that he can tell you all about what the animals and birds, how they call, his animal and bird calls. Let's welcome Tommy Dobbs to his fifth Florida Folk Festival.
Thank you. I'd like to take you back a little bit, back to time when I used to like to go to grandma's and grandpa's, go out the back door in the heat of the summer afternoon. You hear the old rooster? A lot of hens scratching around out there, and by the way they talk, you could really tell that it's hot. The hens like to scratch around under the grapevine. They had a great big grapevine, and they'd get under there and wiggle around and fluff up dirt all up on them and try to cool off. But every now and then a hen would find something, and she'd want the biddies to come a-running. She'd sound like this. Of course, the biddies would come running. Now down toward the hen house, one of them comes strutting out of there, and she'll be just as proud having laid an egg. Boy, it's a hot afternoon when all that activity goes on. A lot of times, pigeons would find a way into the chicken yard. I always like to stroll out behind the house, and there's a big stand of pine trees, and between the pine trees and the pastures, a bobwhite quail used to like to hang out. Out in the pastures, I always had a lot of cows around. Calves. And I had an old black Angus bull named Junior, and he was the king of the pasture. Now, a little farther on down, there was a pond, but before we get to the pond, there's about 6 or 8 good, big, nice oak trees, and that's where the gray squirrel liked to hang out. After you get down toward the pond, a lot of frogs down there. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. The big old bulls. Ducks of all kinds. That was a squirrel. Ducks. Okay, here we go. One of my favorite times of the day would be after supper and go out on the front porch and pick out a good rocker and just watch the nighttime come in, and conversation would kind of drift off into silence, and you'd be sitting there and listen to the crickets. Owls. Ooh, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. Down along the river swamp, old Speck was on the trail of something. Let's go back to the pasture one time. I forgot to tell you about my Uncle Ed's mule. He always kept a mule, and the one I can remember is Rhodey. Uncle Ed and the mule really went round and round. A lot of times he'd look down the field and Uncle Ed would be plowing and he'd be striding out in the furrow trying to keep up with that mule. He'd just be stepping out, and other times you'd look down there and he wasn't moving. He'd be around there right in the face of the mule just talking to him. Just, listen to me when I talk to you. Rhodey would sound like this. I'd like to share with you a little story I've been waiting to tell y'all. Last fall, I went on a hunting trip, and I borrowed this double-barrel muzzle-loading shotgun from my dad. And he got it from his dad, and it was really something special. Especially the ramrod. It had all this fancy carving in the handle and had some real nice-looking stones in there. I don't know what they were, but he claimed it was really valuable. So I told him I'd be very careful. So I headed off down to the river with my waders on and found a good place to cross over, and so I took off toward this little island out there in the river, and it was just a little deeper than what I thought, and I got a little wet, but it didn't matter. I dried out as soon as I got over, and I picked out a nice spot in the moss-covered trees and settled down and began to look around. Well, I sat there all day, and I didn't see a thing. Well, I got concerned about my powder, so I checked everything out and ran the ramrod down in there and checked the flints and everything, and everything looked like it was okay. So another couple of days passed, and I poured a little more powder in there and rammed the ramrod down in there, and I just had a big time playing with that ramrod. And so 6 days passed, and I hadn't seen or heard a thing. And you know, if you sit there that long, you get a little nervous. So on the 7th day, I heard this commotion up the river. And it kept getting louder and louder, and finally I got out right in front of me, and I decided, well, that's 1,000 geese out there. And sure enough, And I heard another commotion down the other way, and it got closer and closer, and it was 1,000 ducks coming up the river. Boy, I was getting excited now. This is what I've been waiting for. So I eased up a little bit, and that's when I heard another noise. This buzzing around my feet, and I looked down, and there was this big 6-foot rattler wrapped around my legs. I hadn't stirred any during these days, so he just took up there and wrapped himself around me, and I knew if I'd have moved any more, I was a goner, so I sat back down. And I was looking for some kind of help, and I looked behind me, and there was this great big black bear grinning and growling, and I didn't know what to do. I knew I was a goner then. So I looked across the river, one last look toward home, and there in the clearing was a great big buck. Biggest thing ever seen in my life. He must have had 35 points. He was a whopper. Good gracious. Well, friends, I thought about rattlesnake, and I thought about that bear, and I wasn't hungry for duck nor geese, but I wanted to get that deer. So I eased that old gun up to my shoulder. I forgot about the ramrod. It was still in one of the barrels. So it was too late for that. I decided, well, and no need to pull them one trigger, might as well pull them both. The whole thing just blew up. What a mess. Now, you won't believe what happened. The thing split right half in two. One of the barrels flew up the river and killed 1,000 geese. The other barrel flew down the river and killed 1,000 ducks. The stock of the gun flew across my shoulder and hit the bear right between the eyes. The trigger guard flew off, cut the snake's head clean off. I looked over in the clearing, and there lay the big buck. So I got across the river as quick as I could. By the time I got to the other side, my waders was plumb full of fish. And I'd forgot about the ramrod, and I said, well, by golly, I better find that thing. And I looked up on a tree, and there was a notch mark where he had gone and struck the tree. And over here was another one. So I followed it all the way down until I found the rod sticking straight in the tree just like an arrow. And it had 6 quail on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. It's exciting to introduce this next young man. We heard him first up at Fox Hollow, Evelyn Bears Bernstein's lovely festival. It's held the first weekend in August. And our joy knew no bounds when we learned that Kevin Roth was coming down to accompany Evelyn. And so, here is a very, very fine, unusual musician. A fine musician in his own right. Kevin Roth of Unionville, Pennsylvania.
Dulcimer tune I wrote. Call it Dry Bones. This is my favorite traditional ballad. It's called Blackjack Davy. Blackjack Davy came riding through the woods singing loud and merrily. Made the green wood around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady. Charmed the heart of a lady. Will you leave your house, your land, your husband, and your baby? Will you leave everything you've got and go with the Blackjack Davy? Ride off with the Blackjack Davy. Yes, I will leave my house, my land, my husband and my baby. I will leave everything I've got and go with you, Blackjack Davy. Ride off with you, Blackjack Davy. Your land, your husband, and your baby. Would you forsake everything you had and go with the Blackjack Davy? Ride off with the Blackjack Davy. Last night I slept on a warm feather bed with my husband and my baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of the Blackjack Davy. In the arms of the Blackjack Davy. Oh, Blackjack Davy came riding through the woods singing loud and merrily. Made the green wood around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady, charmed the heart of a lady. This is a song I wrote. It's called Angela. Angela, lighten up your sorrows, and maybe by tomorrow you won't feel pain. Angela, look into the future, the past is a disaster, and the devil calls your name. Oh, the sea is sweet, and the people you meet will all fall in love with your name. Keep hope in your dreams, and love in your meanings, and life won't be the same. I used to walk in your dark shore. I used to watch the moon and stars fall to the sea. In those times, all my tears would surely blind all the paths I'd find that would someday set me free. Oh, the sea is sweet, and the people you all fall in love with your name. Keep hope in your dreams and love in your meanings, and life won't be the same. Angela, the secret to living is loving and giving. All your joys and your charms, then you'll see your love is a reality, and life will surely be as beautiful as you are. Oh, the sea is sweet, and the people you meet will all fall in love with your name. Keep hope in your dreams and love in your meanings, and life will be the same. Oh, the sea is sweet, and the people you meet will all fall in love with your name. Keep hope in your dreams and love in your meanings, and life will be the same. This is my favorite love song. It's a peculiar love song, but then again, today, love is peculiar. We have so many different odds and ends happening, so many different kinds of relationships happening. Now the question is not whether that's right or that's wrong, but, well, that's the way it is these days, I guess. So, I had a chicken. No eggs would she lay. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught that chicken off of her guard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just for that rooster came into the yard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a moo cow, no milk would she give. I had a moo cow, no milk would she give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught that moo cow off of her guard. She's giving eggnog just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. She's giving eggnog just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a gas pump, no gas would it give. I had a gas pump, it would not give gas. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught that gas pump off of its guard. It's giving shale gas just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. It's giving shale gas just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a gum tree, no gum would it give to me. I had a gum tree, no gum would it give. One day my rooster staggered into the yard and caught that gum tree off of its guard. Look at the mines going. It's giving chicklets just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. It's giving chicklets just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a rooster, no love would he give. I had a rooster, no love would he give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught that rooster off, and I mean off of his guard. He's laying hens now, just like he used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. He's laying hens now, just like he used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. Thank you.
Well, isn't he great? Let's give him another hand. He's going to be with us all weekend, and one of the reasons you need a program is for all our workshops. Oh, we just have lots of great workshops lined up. There'll be three places. I'll tell you all about it in the morning when you're here, and I hope all of you are going to be here the whole weekend. Some down on the old stage, some on the back porch of the museum, and then we have one chickie over here that's a workshop point. So consult your program for all these things. Now let's welcome a lovely young lady from over Bellway. She sings country music, and she's heard all around the country. Carrollton Whatley from Bell.
I always get confused and torn between doing old country songs or new ones, so I try to mix them up the best way. This is kind of in the middle somewhere. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at that local auction barn. Well, he'd stand and listen carefully. Pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer talked so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry. Gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. Gotta fight out of it and out of give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, give me 30 out of it. Gotta fight out of bed and how to give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 35, $35 bid. Now time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. You'd often find him behind the barn, just working up an auction yarn. He tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pa said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man auctioning off things that are good name. He said, I send you off to auction school. You will be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. Gotta fight out of bed and how to give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do, give me 30, do, give me 30 dollar bill. Gotta fight out of bed and how to give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do, give me 35, $35 bill. Now from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, and he came home full-fledged auctioneer. People come from miles around, just hear him make that rhythmic sound, and fill their hearts so full of happy tears. Well, his name was known from shore to shore, had all he could do and more, had to buy a plane to get around. He's tops and all, and let's pause and give that man a hand, he's best of all the auctioneers. Gotta fight out of bed and had to give me 25, it's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, give me 30 dollar bill. Gotta fight out of bed and had to give me 25, it's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 35, $35 bill. Better not to give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, give me 30 dollar bill. Gotta buy it out of bed. Better not to give me 25. It's a give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, $35 bill. Yeah, so at hardcore, $35 bill. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. This is a new one. We'll do a couple of new ones and then end with an old one, see, so now you know what's coming, you know. It's called I Never Will Marry. They say that love's a gentle thing, but it's only brought me pain. For the only man I've ever loved has gone. I never will marry. I'll be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. When the train pulled out, the whistle blew with a long and a lonesome moan. He's gone. Expect to live single all be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. Thank you. I always thought that Daddy Come and Get Me and Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark and those songs were the saddest, but I heard this one. It's called Me and Little Andy, and it's kind of sad, but I like it. Late one cold and stormy night, I heard a dog barking. Then I thought I heard somebody at my door knocking. I wondered who could be outside in such an awful storm. Then I saw a little girl with a puppy in her arms. Before I could say a word, she said, "My name is Sandy, and this here is my puppy dog. Well, its name is Little Andy." Standing in the bitter cold in just a ragged dress, then I asked her to come in, and this is what she said. "Ain't you got no gingerbread? Ain't you got no candy? Ain't you got an extra bed for me and Little Andy? Patty cake, a baker's man, my mommy ran away again. We was all alone and didn't know what else to do. I wonder if you let us stay with you. Giddy up, Charlie horse, going to the mill. Can we stay all night? If you don't love us, no one will. I promise we won't cry. London Bridge is falling down. My daddy's drunk again in town. We was all alone and didn't know what we could do. I wonder she was just a little girl, not more than 6 or 7. But that night as they slept, the angels took them both to heaven. God knew little Andy would be lonesome with her gone. Now Sandy and her puppy dog won't ever be alone. Ain't you got no gingerbread? Ain't you got no candy? Ain't you got an extra bed for me and little Andy?" Okay. Thank you. Now, this is an old one. I don't think anybody really knows how old it is. Everybody knows the Carter Family, does it? It's called "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" And guess what you get to do? You get to sing "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. All right. Y'all sing. I was standing by my window on one gray and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I told the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. That lady that you're hauling, Lord, how I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Thank you very much. Thank you.